Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, listeners, welcome back to Moments for Missions radio broadcast. And this is a broadcast about missions. And I'm happy to have with me in the studio today one of our young missionaries. I used to be young, but I'm no longer that. But one of our young missionaries, Manny Jimenez. And Brother Jimenez, I'm not even going to tell the people where you're going. I'm going to let you tell that in a moment. But would you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and give us your background?
Well, my name is Manny Jimenez. I was born in Washington State and had the privilege of going to a good Baptist church from the time I was 4 years old. And I was saved at 4 and a half, thankful for how the Lord turned my family's life around. I didn't start out in a Christian home. Neither of my parents were saved. But pretty early on, I got to ride a bus, and my mom came to church, and we ended up being at that church for many years. I've moved on, but my family's still been there for close to 20 years now.
Okay. Now, that's around Seattle or in that area?
Yes. Bothell, Washington, about 45 minutes north of Seattle with no traffic.
Okay. I got it. I had a daughter, one of my daughters, I've got several, married a guy from Seattle, Kent, actually, and lived out there for a long time. But she got smart, moved to the south. So I same thing happened to you, didn't it?
Yeah, I counted back just recently and realized it's been about a third of my life now. I've lived in Oklahoma City or Virginia, so I never imagined I'd be a southerner in that sense or East Coast dweller, but that's where I ended up.
Well, I would say he got smart. His wife's here, by the way, sitting listening to us today. So tell us about who this young lady is over here. They can't see her, but you tell us about her.
Right. Well, my wife, Kate, she's a lovely lady I met at Heartland Baptist Bible College there. Thankful Lord directed me this way. And into my junior year, he started to bring her into my life. I started to notice her. And the Lord used some specific things. I didn't know that I would be going to Native Americans as far as missions goes in the Navajo. Hadn't narrowed that down yet. But the Lord actually used just a couple of prayer requests that were answered with she and I. And it was October 24th, 2020. That I knew I would marry her.
Okay.
And I even believed that I was confident God would have me go to Native Americans. So that was a special day. And she actually didn't even know for sure that I had liked her at that point, but I knew it was going to be her. God showed me.
So you asked and she said yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, she did.
All right. I was down 1 year in Guatemala and we were having a missions conference and there was a young men's group singing with the guitars, beautiful music. And the preacher had said to me, it's going to be unusual service today. So when they quit singing, they asked one of the young ladies from the congregation to come up on the platform. And one of the singers dropped down on his knee and proposed marriage to her in front of the church.
In front of everybody.
And she said, see. So everything was all right. But, well, that's interesting. So how long have you two been married?
Getting close to 4 years now.
4 years.
May 14th will be our anniversary.
Amen. Congratulations. My wife and I are working on 57 and not before too long coming up this summer.
That's wonderful.
And there's nothing like serving the Lord together. Serving the Lord's great, but it's better when it's together.
Amen.
So how did this burden you have to reach Navajo, how did that happen?
Well, in hindsight, I'm confident the Lord's been working on me for years. And he used my childhood in Washington State. My grandfather loves the Wild West, so I read some of his books, learned about Wyatt Earp and the OK Corral, Doc Holliday. I saw National Geographic sections just about Native America. So I was exposed to that. I grew up around some tribes, I've been to reservations, so I was familiar with that idea, but I never considered them as a mission field. It just was part of the culture there. So when I moved to Oklahoma City and I was 18 and I was going to Bible college, actually it was junior year, that I went through U.S. history class.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.